Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alex on a cell, you're on 97.1. Hi, Alex.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, glad to be on here. I just wanted to mention something about the plane tickets.
Yes.
So nowadays, you can choose what seat you get to get on. And I just missed a flight last week, so I just told them my situation. They upgraded me to the next flight, and I got the very back row. I mean, it sucks. You're by the bathroom. It's really loud, but that's what you get.
Yep.
The guy kind of messed up somehow, probably, because he got the last ticket, the one in the back. The lady, if her seat was getting punched, she should have reclined. She should have been the better person. The guy shouldn't have been punched. Easy as that. You get what you get with the back seat.
Well, here's my question, though. When you say she shouldn't have reclined, she should have been the better person.
I get her reclining, but if she was getting punched, then she should have not reclined. She should have went back to her normal position if it was that serious.
Yeah, I wonder if there was any interaction between them. If he said, hey, look, you know, I'd appreciate it if you didn't recline. Although, I
just, hey, sweetie, do me a favor. Why don't you just keep yourself over there and I'll stay over here, all right? Just don't invade my space. Unless you want to sit on my lap, let's make sure that you stay over there.
From Gary, self-checkout at the grocery store. It should be quick and fast. When people bring a whole shopping cart for the whole family, it drives me crazy.
What do you think self-checkout's for?
It's not
an express lane.
No.
It's self-checkout.
Self-checkout is for any size.
I don't know.
Cart.
I think there is a limit.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
We'd have to, people that work at grocery stores, please call us. I think there is like a 20 item limit or something like that.
Okay. The two grocery stores I go to, one of them has literally one self-checkout station that says 12 items or less. And then there's 11 others, literally 11 others. And then at Meijer, the other one is, there's a self-checkout, like a quick one that I think is 12 items or less. And then there's another one that's for, but there's all of them are not 12 items or less. All of them are not.
You talk about one specific one on the side or one in that's in the, some, you know, the six?
There is
that,
one in the six,
yeah, okay,
that is 12 items or less that I have
no one listening
noticed
to that then. No.
This is... You can take as many items as you want to a self-checkout, and most of them, unless... Well,
and don't be pissed at the one per
other.
There'll be 10 other stations that'll open up in a second, then, if you're worried about the one guy who's got, you know, the Brady Bunch that he's feeding.
Not tipping is just as bad. That's from an unnamed texter. From Jeremy, take multiple samples if allowed, but you're terrible if you do it. So, like, if you're at Costco and they've got the samples...
Oh, right. He keeps circling back.
Yeah.
Sir, you've been here many times. Hey, I'm just sampling what is free.
How about when you go to the movie theater and the whole movie theater is empty, but these people come in and sit directly in front of you.
That's awful.
And then on top of that, they're loud eaters.
Yeah.
That's from Smitty.
And then you look rude because you're going to get up and move up a row to get away from it.
Completely empty campground and my guy's got to pick the spot right next to me. Huh? That's from Greg in Plymouth.
Hi.
Ooh, using windshield wiper fluid while driving. That's rude.
What?
I didn't know that.
Because it'll go on other cars?
Yeah, that's assuming, yeah, why people don't like it. But
when
I
the
didn't
hell
know
are
was,
you? I mean, what you can only use windshield wiper fluid when you're stationary and not near any other car?
Are you kidding me?
Really?
These are things that people consider rude. How about this one? Caleb in Grass Lake. Making appointments at the Secretary of State and cutting all the people with number stubs, most irritating thing.
No, that's just smart.
That's
what? That's
just smart.
Secretary of State has done a million things over the years to try to make the experience much better because we know it can be awful. This is one of the things that can make it better. Now, you'll have to schedule that appointment weeks in advance.
Wow. And this is fascinating. Things that people think are rude. Riding bikes on the road.
What?
Hold on. You think it's rude to ride bikes on the sidewalk?
No, it's, yeah. If there's a sidewalk and a road and you're riding on the sidewalk, you're an ass. It's a sidewalk.
Not if you're driving a car.
It's a sidewalk.
Depends on where you're at, right, Gator? If you're walking, get on the street. If you're in the street, get
on
the sidewalk.
I mean, of course, when it pertains to me, just stay away from me. No. Bikes belong on the road.
If there's a biker on the sidewalk and you're walking, but they yield to you, they give you the right of way, they peel out into the street and bike around you while you walk and get back on the sidewalk.
I shake my head.
I will tell you this. In this day and age, as someone who rides my bike a lot, I'm scared to death at how many people are driving and texting. I hate riding in the road because of how many people that I see on a day in, day out basis on their phones.
I see people that ride their bikes that are on their phones too.
Well,
texting.
I mean,
if you're asking me, what do I do if somebody's riding a bike towards me and I'm on a sidewalk and I'm walking? I shake my head because they should be in the street.
I just completely disagree with that.
It's a sidewalk. It's not a bike trail.
Look, this guy says you're rude if you ride your bike on the road.
He's wrong. Well, that's where you're supposed to ride the bike.
The road is for cars.
Now they have bike lanes on the road. They've actually allocated millions and millions of dollars. Use the resources there.
Look, the thing is, those bike lanes, as a biker, an avid biker, and a guy who's out there a lot, when the bike lane is almost in the middle of the road where there's lanes of cars on either side of you, I'm like, we're supposed to trust this?
Yeah, I don't know why you guys do.
I don't.
I get it that it's your right and the law and all that stuff, but I hate it. I hate it, and I don't think it's safe for you guys.
No.
Why would you want to take a I have the right. Well, do you want to be wrong in this situation?
Yeah, big deal.
Who cares?
I'm dead, but at least I have the right.
Yeah, but I was in the right.
Let's just go to a velodrome or something?
Get a Peloton.
Let's go to Stacy.
Get a Peloton.
Hi, Stacy.
I'm scared.
Hi. What's up?
Oh, I was the woman in the airplane. When their lunches and things came, and they asked, you know, he asked her to put her seat back up, and she did. But when the lunches were all cleared away, that's when she reclined again, and he started punching her seat. That's when they started recording it.
So she had already put her seat up while he ate.
Yeah.
See, I mean, look, the tray tables work when the seats are reclined, too. They still work.
Yeah, they... Yeah, I know.
There's not as much room, but they work.
Some people sit in that last seat to party with the flight attendants.
I'm sorry, to party with the flight attendants? Is that what you said?
And the other thing about riding your bike in the street, you have to obey all traffic laws. You have to ride with traffic, not against. You have to stop, and I'll stop trying to ride.
Your phone's killing us, but thank you. 248-539-9797.
But that's I'm glad she brings that up about a bicyclist. Maybe I'm wrong in this, but they are supposed to obey all the traffic laws, right?
Yes.
Stop sign comes, you stop. You don't roll through it. You don't turn right on red when there's no turning right on red, right?
Yeah. I mean, the thing about the stop sign deal is I don't think it's that different than what people do with cars. If you roll up to a stop sign and you slow down, and there's nobody there, you don't come to a complete stop, and nor do 99 out of 100 drivers.
Right, but I think at least they make the
I'm on my bike, I do make the effort.
I think most bicyclists will.
God, you hate bicyclists. You hate them. Are they on the list?
I don't hate anybody, Doug.
I don't hate anyone. You strongly dislike bicyclists.
But I don't hate anyone.
No. But you know that
bikers, when they're out there on their bicycle, when they approach a stop sign, if they don't see any traffic, they don't apply any brakes. They just keep going right on through. Or they'll turn right or wherever they got to do.
Everybody in a car does the same thing.
No, that's not true.
It is pretty true.
No, it's not. Here's the difference. In a car, if you're approaching a stop sign, you at least do slow down. You may not come to a complete stop. I'll grant you that. I don't think many people do. But the biker...
Well, I
won't
can
even do that.
Listen to you. Hold on. The biker. Implying
you're
all
right.
Bikers.
You're right. I want to say bicyclists because I don't want to include the motorcyclists, which are law-abiding citizens who are out there doing the right thing.
So here's
the list. Yeah, you can go ahead. You know what? Yeah. Embrace it. You're on the list.
People who tell him what to do. Bicycle guy on sidewalk. Oh, he already
is. It's already there. Number two.
Yeah. Although it sounds to me like it's all bicyclists.
How about bicyclist on a sidewalk or all bicyclists?
That's addendum.
I think they prefer cyclist guys.
Bicycle guy on sidewalk. And let's just make the addendum.
No, I'm going to call them bicyclists.
Oh, wow. Cyclists. You want some, huh?
Cyclists.
It's a bicycle.
All right, so here's what it is.
You're riding your bicycle.
People who tell them what to do. Number two is now bicycle guy on sidewalk or all cyclists.
No, all bicyclists.
It's our list. We write it down here. Whoa, we keep track of it over here.
Save. All bicyclists.
Next time I'm running your ass over. How about taking a dump at someone else's house? The bathroom is there, but doing it is taboo. That's from Sean.
You gotta go. You gotta go.
Here's what's rude. Wide open parking lot when you park your car way out back and someone decides to park directly next to you.
I think it's funny. I think
funny, dude. It happens to me all the time for some reason.
If you've parked so far away, it's obvious why you're doing it. I think the person that decides to park next to you does it on purpose to piss you off.
That is funny, all right? But I don't do that. So a lot of times now, we got the baby, right? And so if the baby's like asleep in the car, I'm like, hey, Jackie, I'm going to drop you off the front. Just call me when you want me to come around and pick you up. So I'll drop her off, and then I'll go far back. I mean, I'm in the middle of nowhere by like a light post, right?
Yeah.
Just sitting there waiting for the call on my phone. Some guy will pull up right next to me, park, and then walk in the store. I'm like, what are you doing? I'm out here by myself.
Is it Baker Mayfield?
Well, I mean, then all of a sudden I put my Browns jersey on and grew a mustache.
Yeah, is he waiting for a liaison?
Well, I'm not behind a Cheesecake Factory.
Let's go to Dean on a cell. Hi, Dean.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
So a while back, you asked me if I was an angry person, and I said no, but this conversation is going to obviously dictate otherwise. This is the same thing for me. Like, at the end of the day, if people are allowed to do things, shut your mouth and let them do them. Your dislikes and your problems are not everyone else's issues. This is the same thing we were talking about. It goes back around the 4th of July, people complaining about their dog and fireworks. Guess what? I didn't get a dog because I want to do things and have fun. I don't care about your dog. I don't, like, if I'm on a plane and I have a button that lets me be comfortable, I don't care if you're comfortable. Spend more money to sit in front of me and not behind me. Other people's problems are not ours as individuals' problems. Like, leave people alone. Let them do what they're allowed to do. What is wrong with society?
Well, I mean, I actually agree with you in a lot of ways, Dean. If you weren't allowed to recline your seat, then they wouldn't have put a button there.
Exactly. Exactly. But everyone thinks that their feelings and their comfort is everyone else's problem. No one cares about your feelings. Stop whining and making your problems everyone else's. It's horse crap.
I agree with you.
Dean, you are an angry person.
He's not an angry person.
No, I'm so sick of stupid people, man. Like, think about it. Like, that's literally what this is. This grown-ass man threw a temper tantrum because a lady was trying to be comfortable. Like, well, come on.
That I agree with you. He is ridiculous. Let's go to Mark in Waterford. Hi, Mark.
How you doing?
Okay.
Darsh, you ain't going to like me on this comment.
Uh-oh.
I got a problem. Drude is putting in a bike lane on a road that's five lanes wide and taking away a lane on each side to make it now one lane in each direction and still leaving the center left turn lane. Why don't they put the bike path in the center left turn lane so that it's not being used in the wintertime except for about 10 people, and we can have those two lanes in each direction on a five-lane road that I'm paying for and we're all paying for to maintain.
So, Mark, what happens when they're not turning left and they want to go straight?
In the center turn lane, they're not supposed to be going straight. They are supposed to be turning left and only turning left.
Right. So, but you're saying that's where they should be.
The bike lane should be in the center turn lane. In the summertime, you're supposed to be more conscious when you're driving, especially if you're going to be turning left. You're looking at oncoming traffic. You should be seeing any oncoming bicyclists at the same time.
Mark, that's insane.
You want to put the
bike lane road cut down to one lane in each direction.
No, I'm not a big fan of bike lanes in roads, but I wouldn't put it in the middle. In the same, you want bikers? You think bikers should be riding in the center turn lane?
Yeah, down the center turn lane.
So if there's somebody that's from oncoming, hang on, just so we understand this. So somebody's coming from oncoming traffic. I'm going westbound and eastbound traffic. There's a guy who wants to turn eastbound. He wants to turn left. So now as a biker, if I'm a bicyclist, if I'm in the middle lane, I can't go any further because there's a guy who's in that middle lane who's going to turn left.
That is correct. Unfortunately, there would be cases where the bicyclist would have to stop. He ain't paying for that road anyways. We are paying for it
He's paying as much as you are.
He's paying.
He's probably not doing as much damage to the road as all the cars and trucks are.
I'll grant you that. There's no denying that at all.
Do you get any tax break if you ride your bike?
Other than not paying gas tax? No.
Nope. This guy.
Well, it's other than not paying gas tax.
You know how bad your idea is? You just made Gator defend cyclists.
Bicyclists.
That's how bad your idea
is. It's a bad idea. I'm guessing most of the bicyclists out there, they're doing it for exercise.
Yeah.
Some do actually ride their bike to work and use it so that they save on gas.
But, I'm so jealous of those guys.
But the 90% of the people that are out there riding the bike are doing it for exercise. So when they go to work, they're using a car. It doesn't matter. They pay taxes too.
Okay, let's get to this because I said we would. Tiger Insider, Anthony Fenech, did a Q&A with people. They get on Twitter.
From the Free Press, Anthony?
Yes. Fenech? One of the questions was, other than Manning and Mize, who's your breakthrough guys? Do you care to guess who might make it to the big league level?
Isaac Paredes.
Okay, who else?
Other than Manning and Mize, and I will say, Daz Cameron.
Okay. Here's what he says. Other than Manning and Mize, which Tiger prospects could break through and get the call up this year? Anthony Fenech, Free Press, says, I think Isaac Paredes will put himself in position for a call up and perhaps even Alex Fiedo, who has good pitchability. Bo Burrows and Kyle Funkhauser should arrive, but I'm not counting them as top prospects anymore.
Yeah, I would have thought Burrows and Funkhauser make sense too, but I agree with his sentiment that that's not what I would have expected out of top prospects. But Fiedo is interesting. Mm-hmm. I'm curious about Fiedo. I'm very curious about Fiedo. Former first round pick. So was Burrows for that matter, but Fiedo was a higher first round pick.
Yeah, I mean, look, Isaac Paredes feels like he's got a chance to come here and stick as a position player. Now they're playing him at third, right? Playing him at third.
Yeah.
And you know, then is it over for Candelario at third?
Well, I mean, there's real competition. Right now the competition is Lugo and Candelario for spring training. But if Paredes, I don't know if it's Paredes or Paredes, so forgive
me. Didn't Paredes just win an Oscar for best film?
It was Parasite.
My bad.
But I mean, it's open competition. Whoever wins it, wins it. I mean, if Lugo is better than Candelario, so be it. And same thing, vice versa. And if Paredes comes up and he's better, hey, man, whoever the best is, get out there and win the job. That's why I'm not I do like to see that they've got now three legitimate players on the team that would have been the best three players if they were on this team last year with Maben, Crone, and Scope based on what they did last year. But they're all one-year contracts. So they're being on this team takes away opportunities for maybe some other players. Maybe these are guys who are going to trade halfway through the season if they have good seasons to try to get anything out of it so that they can give those opportunities to the other players. But you know, that's one outfield spot that Cameron Maben's taking that, you know, could be given to two guys to platoon and try to see who wins the job. And you know, you got Crone and Scope, which take over first and second base, respectively. I mean, those are other positions there, too, that are taking over for other guys. So I don't love the one-year contract, but I get it because they have to be competitive. And without doing those one-year contracts or those three players, this team is absolutely not competitive.
Yeah, I mean, there is importance to, you know, allowing your starting pitchers to get into the sixth, seventh inning and giving your closer a chance to close a game. And if you're losing 120 games, you don't get a lot of those opportunities. Bruce in Northville. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, how are you?
What's up?
Well, I totally disagree with the guy that calling in saying how, you know, it's nobody's problem that he should be able to recline. First off, I didn't see that on the ticket, that the seat, just because it has a button, you have the full right to use it. Secondly, I'm 6'5", and when my knees are in the back of the seat to begin with, that seat doesn't recline. Not only do I not allow it, but number two, it physically can't recline.
Wait, you physically, hold on, Bruce. Like, I'm 6'4". You physically don't let the people in front of you recline their seats?
No.
Didn't you just
You prevent that? Or it's because your physical stature, because the way that you sit, your knees are already in the back of the seat, so it
fits. That is correct, okay. Peter.
You're not Bruce, correct. When you're at a sporting event, do you slouch down for the people behind you?
I'm not slouching in the seat, but, you know.
Oh, okay,
I know
so you can do it, but anybody else can't.
I know that you thought that it was okay, that, you know, it wasn't your fault that I was 6'5". I that was a nice comment when I called in.
Yeah, it's not my fault.
Well,
so you ought to be put down in doggage. You ought to put you, a short little guy like you, put you in storage. You know, if you're going to have that attitude.
I mean, well, but Bruce, he's got a point. Do you don't duck down for people sitting behind you?
When I...
Why at a game?
That's why I can see, of course.
If he says people shouldn't recline because he's so big, then at a game, if somebody's behind him,
I think that's being hypocritical, Bruce, but I would support you for not, you're not going to slouch at a game because you're 6'5". You sit how you sit. Now, he's saying, though, that just the way that he is, because the way he sits on a plane, that his knees are already in the back, but he's not purposely preventing them.
I'm not 6'5", I'm 6'4". Right. But people in front of me, when they recline, I'm like, that's
how
totally,
it is.
Totally they're right.
Yeah. He needs something written on his ticket to let you know that you can recline. The button lets you know you can
there,
recline.
Right. What's this button for? It doesn't say don't touch the button.
Is there anything on your ticket that says that you can turn on the light or turn on the air above you? No, you can use it because it's there.
All right, coming up, if you missed...
Can I use his vomit bag?
I'm sorry, it's not written on your ticket, sir.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.